You missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So what do we have today? We've got a drive moment. What helped you to learn the new language you wanted to learn? I think this was inspired by the Kung Fu master Jackie Chan. We've got a clip, ne? Clip it.
But you had to get used to fast-paced English, right? Was it during rush hour?
Rush hour.
Yeah. How did that go?
I don't know. The whole movie, I don't even know what Chris Tucker is saying. My dialogue coach just right behind the camera. Your turn. You know, Chris Tucker.
Your turn.
Every scene, every shot, different dialogue. He speaks so fast.
I know. Yeah. And he projects. It's hard for me, and I speak fast as well. He does. He's a fast.
You learn English in infomercial.
Yeah.
I learn English in country song.
Oh, yeah.
Because country song slow.
Yeah.
You are always on my mind. You are always.
What do you love? It's too late. You say you love me. that's Jackie Chan, the God Coach. Yeah, Lena Chris Tucker sometimes, guys, is just too fast for me.
Yeah.
If he's also fast for Americans, then you know there's problem. So Jackie Chan saying, you know, the quickest for him to learn English was to listen to country music, the legend who's just turned 71. So, yeah, we want to find out from you. Did you ever have to learn a new language as an adult? And is there a particular language you'd love to learn? Yo, Khomotsa, you need a lot to learn. Yo, when
I'm melokali limpopo kwa. Yeah. I hope with what you want to learn, yeah, we're studying here in South Africa.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to learn all the languages. So Tsonga, Venda, and even one of the dialects of Pedi. You took the words out of my mouth. So though the dialect of Silobedi is so different, at least to my ears, and because I'm not permanently Limpopo, it's really hard to grasp. When a person speaks, I can recognize that they're speaking Kilobedu. But I can't speak it to save my life.
Oh, and it's such a beautiful language.
Venda, by the way, the why I know a bit of Venda, not that I'm fluent in it, is because I dated a Venda guy.
Yeah.
So that was easier because when he would converse with his family, they were talking mostly in Venda.
You were introduced to the family.
Oh, we were nearly married. When they would converse with the family, I would hear them talking and you pick it up. And because I was with him so much, I could pick up certain things. Because I think that's the one thing about learning a language. You have to be deliberate about it. Over and over and over and over and over again. You have to be hearing it, reading it, saying it, speaking it, whatever. So definitely Venda, Tsonga, Kilobedu, and French. I still want to learn French.
I want to learn French so much.
Yeah.
I'm planning on exploring our continent.
Sure.
And French is one of the languages that they use.
Francophone, yeah.
Yes, Ghana, Ivory Coast.
Sure.
So, and those are the countries that I really want to go and visit.
Okay.
So, in the next few years from now.
Cool.
So, I'm planning on getting to know French.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Tshivenda.
Yeah.
Tshivenda is one of the most beautiful, sexiest languages
ever. Our French in SA, by the way.
Angazi lokho, mara ngikhuluma ngeTshivenda kuthi. Like, I really want to learn. And I'm going to start taking lessons for real with Tshivenda.
So, yeah, say it.
Can you please make us, like, cue cards for Venda? I know you need to learn it too, but can you just, like, make us, like, little cue cards? I know your Venda is very Joburg-y, but if you could make us, like, cue cards with a little picture, then we can start learning it. You know, like, go... Movie The Bee.
Can you give Glenn a chance to talk?
You don't want to cut from that.
So, yeah. So, French, I think, is also cool.
Mm-hmm.
But not, like, I just have this thing of being able to place people as to guess where people come from.
Okay.
Like, if I see someone, I'm like, okay, this person's from Ghana. Even when they speak, even if it's a foreign language, you know, I'm able to say, oh, this is from Eastern Europe. This is Russian. This is what up? This is Mandarin. This is Korean, whatever, whatever. And I become so envious because there's a guy that I follow on YouTube. He's from Ghana. He was studying at the University of China. His Mandarin is amazing. Like, Chinese people get blown away when he opens his mouth. He came to South Africa. Yeah, he came to South Africa a few weeks ago. But yeah, I would say French, but there's also a language from Kenya, man, that is popular. What is this other language? Kenya, Zanzibar. Kenyan language, yako Kenya, guys.
This is Portuguese.
Not Portuguese, man. There's a language here on the continent, which is also even more popular than French. Not that you're mentioning French. I don't know. Anyway,
I don't know what it's called.
That's what you want to
it's
learn.
It's an African.
So you're not talking about Swahili.
Swahili, yes.
Oh, okay,
Swahili. What's wrong? Yes, Nkotliwe.
Not every day you can wake up and say, "How is this Swahili?"
Exactly. Swahili. I think Swahili. And maybe French.
Mm-hmm.
What other language?
Locally.
Locally in Kijimapezgwazo nje.
Like fluent.
I don't need to be fluent. Fluent is not important.
I don't even want to learn Venda that deep.
No,
I want to learn.
Fluent is not important. Okay. And I think the most important, I always say to people, if you want to learn a language, first of all, you need to learn how to greet.
Mm-hmm.
Because then once you start saying to someone, Macheroni. Someone will say, so what do I say? You become curious. You know, you take those steps.
Sure.
Madegwan.
Madegwan, yeah.
Madegwan. I know
so
all the greetings.
You become curious once you're able, like the guy at our reception.
Yeah.
Kunji Kimangauchi.
Offing.
Simbizanda.
Yeah. Now he can greet me.
There's a guy that works Monday, Tuesday.
No.
Ah, okay.
Uban Loput Lo Sevenzala.
Yes.
Lo, seventh alive, full time. With some taller, like must figure. I'm saying.
Oh, must figure.
Yeah.
Mwemisi, the light one.
Mwemisi. I started by teasing him. I'd be like, "Nda," then he'd be like, "Nda," and then he would be like, "So what's next?" I'm saying, "Ndov one." Now when I walk in, he's the one who greets me first, Kasvenda. Do you know what I mean?
Lovely.
Just greeting from. Nishanda chamin. Kore doerambi numtanga. The 23 minutes past form to kanoko to dompengi soi.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp
063-688-0959. Ash, Portuguese, guys. Ash, I want to language. And then, yeah, but definitely would be Portuguese.
You know, Portuguese has swag. Utlema Brazilian asibuwa, ne? It's Portuguese. There's just something. Or even the people from Mozambique.
Mm.
Angie? That's the one.
Which language do you really like to learn?
French.
Why?
It's so sexy.
Oh.
I think I might get a marriage proposal.
Cause
with my voice French. And then I'm speaking French. Oh, no, married right. By the end of the year. Spanish.
Really?
I like Latin America. It looks, you know, the culture, the people.
You've never been to Spain?
I've never been.
Ah, shame.
I
heard that's a bad shame.
You've never been to...
We cannot have you not...
Go to El Dorado.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me.
Really?
Really?
Really,
really?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
What helped you to learn the new language you wanted to learn? We've got a lot of voice notes.
Nina, nifuna ukufunda in Mandarin and Cantonese because I work for a Chinese owned and run company and kule office mina engihlala kulo. I am the only Daki, I am the only South African. So labantu labaninini nizobona bayakhuluma bese jikijikise kuyahlekwa. Awazi ukuthi kuhlekwa wena kune joke. And manje ne English yabo is not English in. So yeah, no nami ngifuna ukuhleka.
I had to learn in Sepedi and Sesotho at work. And then I would love to be in the surrounding Swahili because I do have this chat. Some of the words I know them, but the problem anamdu wotheta is Swahili nayo. Yeah.
Hey mina guys, I moved to England a few years ago, and in the north of England there is so many different accents. You will struggle to hear abantu mebekhuluma. There is the Scousers and there is that. So difficult to hear. Until now, sometimes I need a second take to hear. It's difficult.
The quickest way to learn a language, all mujita,
I'm currently learning French via Duolingo, which is an awesome app. Yeah, je parle français.
Amaskousas are actually from Liverpool, so normally they call Liverpool fans. We are losing. Manchester United fans, when they lose to Liverpool, we are losing to the bloody Scousers.
Oh, cool. Wow. The so there's a difference in even the English language.
Yeah, Umutumaka, I got to jump. I know I used to have a boss. Instead of saying jump, he would say jump. That time you're confused. He couldn't even bloody jump.
As even like English, what? Kilt.
The Scots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can you it's think different. It's a different language? It's
yeah, Bumakatini.
It's English.
Bumakatini, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the gent that said if you want to learn a language, Jola Mutwa language, he's so spot on because, not because of me, my mom is Sotho. Sotho Zambotch. My mom was Pedu Karo Huleche Bochum.
Because of Itaima.
Because of Itaima. And washat mngani my mom by 1920, my mom was already married. And she ukotisitse ko Bochum.
Oh, okay.
So everybody around her
was
speaking Pedi. So haba bizarre itlokwanu or whatever, they would laugh at her because they would not understand. So she was forced to buckle down and learn the language. She speaks better Pedi than most Pedis.
So what I've noticed is that people from the Eastern Cape, Maxhosa, are actually the ones who are really curious about learning other languages.
True.
Case in point is no Andy. Even the other people that I've worked with in the past, who happen to be Xhosa, very curious about learning Sesotho and Venda and other languages.
Meanwhile.
Abo McFist.
Zulus.
Abo McFist.
But I was like, mina angazi kwenza ngathi. UZulu is not even prepared. But with TikTok right now, it has made Zulus to
100%. Like that guy, that lady that I follow on Instagram, yeah.
It has made Zulu to be interested in other languages. But sometimes I'm talking about no, he's laughing because he can't even believe it here himself that he can say butad.
Yeah.
Do you know what's funny? I was telling Andy, it was off air, and I said, if a Zulu guy goes to Limpopo in a village, Mapedi, the Pedis will be talking Zulu.
Yeah.
Easy.
To accommodate him.
Yeah.
Because he will be ravaging.
They already know. Because they already know.
And you're just like, but they do not, their tongues are tough. So even when they try, you can see like they're really struggling to say
like, so even when they go to Spain, ne? Umzulu yakhuluma uyabuya athi yazi amashangana la.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell me but bana.
Yazi amashangana la.
Ay alisha boys.
Yazi amashangana la.
Suka. Meet the qababani.
Yeah.
Futhi liqababani
lengoma.
Izinto zams young payday la.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I think the best way to learn a language is spending time with the people that speak the language. And then you will also maybe read and write it there and there. And then the language that I would like to learn is Tsonga. Tsonga is a Sekaya, but Angsas.
Jepo, a parle mon ami. Yo, Kaya drag me nang funu funa is French because I'm learning how to speak French. I've got a friend of mine, she's Xhosa, got married to a Congolese man. She now speaks fluent French, Swahili, Kigali, I think. Yes, she speaks so beautifully. You'd probably think that she's from that side. But yeah, French is a very wonderful language to learn.
I'm sure we are shining, kwasa kwasa.
There's an X entry, right? From Lehula Apani. Says, I have a Zulu friend who once said to me, hey Steve, labantu bakangwaka bafundile ngathi ba owner I breads. Every corner kuno doctor. Cause babitswa bongaka.
Oh,
yeah, izulu.
Awuzulu.
Awu brazo.
Kodwa mina ngamshaya.
Awu brazo.
Kuye medag almal. For me guys, I wanted to learn Afrikaans so bad when I was still in primary, thinking that I will join an Afrikaans high school. Masengi high school. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. So yeah, that's how I learned Afrikaans, by watching Seven Dilan.
Met Morisa Bere from Soweto Shawela. Yeah, I was listening at your conversation about the Venda people, the language, the Venda language. So I'm a Venda, by the way. Yes, I'm so happy to hear that. So then when we greet in the morning, we say in the Macheroni or Nda, then I'm happy with you guys. Just carry on like that. Nda.
Yo, guys, mina ngifuna ukufunda Shona, our Sebi ama Shona. Usasebenza nawo sikhulume kahle English. Mabaceda hayi bashayile Shona sabo. Awazi okuba sebayokupheka okwenzakalani. Yo, ayahleba ama Shona shem.
Am I the only one who's finding it difficult hore kesikatsi badi language kaofela? I can speak all 11 official languages fluently, so ngabula lona ka Sepedi utswe gore ai dimane ke mfana ko pogomo kwa wa thella ka leleming a o masangjika ke ai mina ngubafo ke yintsizwa tsi ha loko se sihlanyile ngwana mani a o totwa hi me ku ra sweswi.
Now I worked in Malawi and DRC, and yeah, I came back after working 1 year in Malawi, and actually 2 years in Malawi, 1 year in DRC, and till today I'm still speaking Chitumbuka, Chichewa, and Swahili, and a little bit of Lingala language from DRC. Yeah, and this African languages, they are beautiful.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kwamotso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.